All right, so I'm joined here on the line by Jordan Kent, a teacher and part-time wrestler employed at Pontiac High School, to talk a little bit about a special event that they had take place earlier this month. Jordan, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing? Thanks for having me here.
Oh, no worries. I'm doing all right. So for those that haven't seen the video, and we'll be posting a link here in our article and on our website there, could you explain a little bit about what happened earlier this month?
Yeah, sure. So there's a student I work with at the high school named Andrew, and just an amazing kid. He is in our kind of CAS program for students with some special needs. And Andrew's in a wheelchair. He's not able to speak. He's nonverbal, but he's a huge wrestling fan. And so we've been wrestling for, a while, maybe a year or so. Every time I see him, we have a little impromptu match. And I decided to have like a full WWE style match with him. And so I kind of threw things together and just to give him an amazing experience. So that's what we did earlier this month.
Awesome. And so you had these personas, I'm assuming, were sort of preformed in these earlier matches that you guys had? Can you talk a little bit about
that? Yes. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so they were just, organically kind of came together as we kept sparring. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. And so who else was involved with the planning of this, and how long had this been sort of in the works?
Yeah, so it actually, it's quite a neat story. It's been, kind of percolating in the back of my mind for a while, and the one kind of key ingredient is I wanted, a nice, cool, belt, right? A good wrestling belt to win. And I was checking Amazon, Walmart and places like that, and there's really nothing great. And so I decided to post online on a Reddit forum, on the WWE Reddit forum, just hey, I'm looking for a belt. Can anyone tell me where I can get a good wrestling belt in Canada? And I got a few nice messages, but no one really knew where to find a good one in Canada. And then I got another direct message from somebody, just a guy named Jonathan from Minnesota. He's a huge wrestling fan. He has cerebral palsy. And so he connected with Andrew and he said, Jordan, tell me what you want for the kid and I'm going to send it to you. And so he bought us a WWE belt, really cool kind of one. And then got a T-shirt for Andrew and a hat from with his favorite wrestler on it, John Cena.
Awesome.
And a little doll too. And came in the mail. I'm okay, I need to do something cool to give this to Andrew. This is the And so I kind of used that as inspiration to create this very cool experience for him.
And so there's quite a few other teachers and people involved in it. And I understand there's quite a few students there as an audience there as well. Can you explain a little bit about that, how that was organized?
Yeah, so I actually kept kind of everyone in the dark until the last minute. and I did that not just to keep it a secret for Andrew, but also because we have such amazing staff here that I know, everyone that I tapped, I knew they'd be on board. I just knew once I told them what the idea was, they'd be gung-ho. And so we had Matt Lawless as a ref, told him the day before, Matt, here's your script, here's what we're going to do. Phil Sweezy, a friend of mine who, likes trash-talking me, so I gave him the mic, and he emceed the event. And Matt Greer, my friend, was able to put together music. We had our phys ed department, Chad Davis, and Darcy Finley were able to get the match out and help set up. And so and then the student literally didn't know until I brought them in there, and they were like, what's going on here? And I explained it, and then we just went, it was like dress rehearsal live, and it just all came together because it's just such a great school, and they care about people like Andrew. So
that's awesome. And so there's a class of yours there, or?
Yeah, there's a bunch of classes. So there was, I think, four or five classes that came down. And I have a little advisory group, and they put together some posters for the event the week before. So we had all those kind of ready for the students.
And so what was the, the reaction both during the match and afterwards here?
Oh, well, it was just awesome how all the students just got right into it. It just is great. Like that, I think that really made the event, is just like the cheering. I've never like loved being booed so much. Like, you know, like they like boo, like, and that was wonderful. And then like, you know, our other wrestlers that came in there, Donna, who works with Andrew every day ever since he's been here, she came in the ring, and Pascal, who's hangs out with Andrew all the time, he came in the ring too, and just like everyone's reaction was pretty cool. It's vibrant. Mm-hmm. And then I had Cindy Lottis, a supply teacher here, but a professional photographer as well, who took a video of the event, and so she took the time to edit the video. She had three cameras going and everything, so it was quite a cool little production she did, and that's what's online. And hopefully, I'll send out William Dale's photos soon to the student of ours, who's a professional photographer. He took some great photos as well.
Awesome, yeah. And like I said, we'll throw a link there to the video. That it's something if you haven't seen it. And so, is this just a one off here, or do you have any plans for future events going forward?
I don't want to spoil anything, but there might be a grudge match next year. So, I always like to go bigger and bigger. So, not promising anything, but there might be something in the works.
SummerSlam 2024.
Yeah.
Awesome. Jordan, I want to thank you for your time. Thanks for talking with us about this. It's a really cool story here. If there's anything else that we neglected to talk about here, or anything else you wanted to say to our listeners or let people know about, I'll give you the last word here.
Yeah, I think part of the event, I really just wanted to focus in on doing something really cool for Andrew. But I think what else can come from it is just like inspiring others to do things like this. Thinking of bringing really cool experiences to others.